afternoon. So we were just looking at John 4, worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. Today I want to share on the aspect of worship in truth more than in spirit, because I think Pastor Pablo will be sharing more on the spirit aspect. The aspect of worship in truth shown to us in the pattern which the Lord gave us in the tabernacle. Now, I don't want to say that this is a literal comparison, that the tabernacle is given to us as a general pattern. God gave the tabernacle of Moses to Moses as a pattern. And we know that there are different tabernacles throughout history. However, there is a pattern that remains throughout all these tabernacles. So the pattern of the tabernacle is like an overlay, if you want to look at it that way, that we can use to bring understanding to many truths. So let's look at Psalm 77, verse 13. Psalm 77, verse 13 says, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" So, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." And I know, I'm speaking to pastors. Pastors, I'm sure you have studied these things thoroughly, and you've taught them, you've preached them. But if you would bear with me, I would like to show how songs can kind of belong in certain areas in the tabernacle. So if we could have the picture of the tabernacle, please. Here's our English tabernacle, and here's our Spanish tabernacle. This picture is found in the Seven Dwelling Places book. And so we want to look at the progression, the flow of worshiping the Lord as it relates to the tabernacle and its different parts. We will review this because it's the Lord's way. So, and then as a note, songs can have multiple functions depending on how the Lord uses them at the time. We can know that one song can have a specific personal meaning because the Lord quickened that song at a certain time. But then it's possible, obviously possible, that the Lord can use the same song in a different aspect for a different purpose. So when I start naming titles of songs, I don't want you to say, "Oh, this song belongs in this area of the tabernacle." You know, the Lord will choose what he wants to do every time we come to worship him. So let's look at the gates into the outer court. The gates into the outer court. We already heard Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." So to begin, there are songs of thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise. Now, we're going to talk about song types. This was an effort of mine to try to categorize generally songs into song types. It's very difficult to do this because there are so many different types of songs, so many different purposes for the songs, of different songs. So the song types that I present to you today are not hard and fast. They are just an effort for me to categorize songs in a way that we can share today. Another verse, Psalm 118, verse 19, says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord." So we enter into the gates with thanksgiving and with praise. And we also know in the outer court, we have the altar of burnt offering. We can go back to the picture. We have the altar of burnt offering where sacrifices are offered, and the brazen laver where we are cleaned by the washing of the water of the truth of God's word. Also, salvation is here. The song, "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul." Mention of the blood of Christ, nothing but the blood. We surrender our lives generally here at the altar. I surrender all. We give praise for all God's mighty acts, His creation. The mountains declare it. He is Lord. And His works. We sing about His works. We sing about God. We sing about Him. We sing about His goodness. We're thankful to Him. We praise His name. We can also see warfare songs here. And the next type are, we have warfare type songs. Psalm 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And then Psalm 47, verse 5. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. So here we have these kinds of warfare type songs. We have What a Mighty God We Serve, Shout of a King. You know, consider what our songs are saying. What are we declaring with our songs that we sing? And moving on, then there is a point where there is a transition from the outer court into the holy place. So we could have that next slide, Joel. The covering, the holy place and the Holy of Holies. There it is. So this is the covered area in the tabernacle. Could we have the tabernacle here, please? Okay. So as we've come through the outer court and we come into the Holy of Holies. So the covered area here. Now, so we come in, and this transition, the songs begin to use the words I and you, like relationship. The outer court songs have words that are more like He, God, you know, referring to the Lord as Him. However, when we start to enter into the to the holy place, we start hearing words I and you. And so we have relationship songs are more evident in here. We now, stepping back a little bit, there is also another song type called doctrinal songs. The hymns of that we've accumulated through the years, many are doctrinal too. And doctrine is wonderful. It's the word of God. We have scripture songs here. We have, and then Psalm 96, verse 3 says, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. So doctrine occurs. And also Psalm 40, verse 10, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. So doctrinal songs belong here, outer court, holy place, all throughout, because it's scripture, because it's truth. And we want to make sure that we're including those. Show me thy ways, O Lord, is a song that we sing that I think it can kind of be in this category, doctrinal. Show me thy ways, O Lord. teach me thy truth, lead me in thy righteousness. Then we also know there are other songs that speak specifically about things that the Lord has done, and they could be more personal, things that the Lord has done that fall in line with God's word. Well, so, okay, moving along then. In the holy place, we will find individual and corporate dedication and cry for help types of songs. This is a very broad category. So dedication and cry for help. I'm sure you can think of a better way to say this, but Psalm 79:9 says, "Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake." Psalm 142:6, "Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I." So, thinking again about the tabernacle, in the holy place, we have the golden candlestick, and that is, in general, God's light illuminating us, illuminating our lives. We have the table of showbread, where our relationships with others are tended to. And we have the altar of incense, where we become an offering on behalf of others in intercession. So the truths that we learned also in the outer court become deeper in the holy place as well. So there's offering in the outer court, but there's offering in the holy place. You see how, so there are not hard and fast rules. The Lord has a beautiful way of leading us into his presence. There are a lot of holy place types of songs. "Fill me, O Lord, fill me, O Lord. Pour out your spirit on me. Awaken my soul." See, it's a cry. "Lord, fill me, I need you." And we need these songs. "Fresh anointing from above, descend upon us like a dove." Also, "Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus." That's not like, "I'm sleepy, I'm just opening my eyes, I just want to see Jesus." It's, "Open my eyes, the eyes of my heart, so I can see Jesus, so I can know him differently, so I can be changed." So in the holy place, we find songs that are a cry to know him, to receive him in a deeper way, to be changed, to be more like him. And these songs minister life and truth to us, can bring healing and deliverance. So these songs, I did a cursory look at our worship list, all of the songs on our worship list with our class last term, and I found many songs that are this type of song, the holy place type of songs. "Meet with me, Lord, so I can be like you," and that sort of thing. But then there needs to be that transition to move into worship. So we've been talking, we can use the word worship in a general sense, like having a worship service. We can use it in a general sense of praise and worship songs. But worship in a specific sense that relates to the Holy of Holies is the real meaning of worship that the Lord gave us in John 4. And that meaning of worship is to kiss like a dog licking his master's hand, to fawn or crouch to, or to prostrate oneself in homage, to reverence and to adore. So as we endeavor to enter into the Holy of Holies, worship occurs here. This specific sense, this specific meaning of worship from John 4 occurs in the Holy of Holies, where we are free from mention of ourselves. We stop considering our condition. We stop asking because he's meeting with us. He's revealing himself to us. We really cease any human or natural work in this place of worship. And he causes us to behold him for who he is. And we have communion with him in this place in true worship. Psalm 29, verse 2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And I really love those words, beauty of holiness, because that gives us a description of what satisfaction there is in knowing his character. He is holy. And there is a beauty of holiness that exudes from him that we can only find in worship. Worship songs are those that focus mainly on the Lord himself without much reference to us or what we do or what we need anymore. The word "you" is often used, and "I" is used less or hardly at all. And the words are referring to the Lord from a place of relationship. But it's really focused on him. Some song titles that we can share for worship songs: King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you. Worthy, you are worthy. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, I stand in awe of you. Now, even though we have the word "I" in that song, the song is talking all about him. I'm beholding you, and you are, you are, you are. So as we consider leading others in worship into the Lord's presence, let's not be content for anything else than to meet with him in true worship, in this specific sense of worshiping the Lord by adoring him, reverencing him, being silent in our own efforts, and beholding him. We want to be regularly leading our congregations into the presence of God, as Pastor Tucker already shared, and not just into, just to get there, but we want to lead them in staying there, mingling, staying, enjoying being in his presence in worship. So as we mentioned before, the Lord will do anything he wants to use songs for his purpose. So perhaps he places a theme and a song upon your heart for a worship service, and it may not be a worship song. Maybe it's warfare, something different. Let's be led of the Lord. In general, let's lead our congregations into worship, worshiping the Lord. As we enter into the Lord's presence in our private worship and learn his ways in true worship, he will cause us to become the true worshipers that he seeks. Amen. Thank you.